Hello and welcome to Techlandia, Grumpy Old Teachers number 13. This will be a part 2 from part 12. So if you thought that part 12 stopped awkwardly, it's all me. It's my fault because I'm an awkward person. So in this episode, we will keep going. Our Google Hangout was an hour and a half. We usually don't like to subject you to an hour and a half of John Samuelson and Scott Bedley. So we split it into two parts. Here's part 2 coming right at you.
Yeah, right. There are some people that have said, I really wasn't a standout, stand-apart person. I had a guy ask me today, we did some interviews today for my school district. And
that's what we need to talk about is interviews. Ugh.
Some heartbreaking ones today for me, some heartbreaking ones. Yeah. I really came out of there. And you know what? Every school district, I've been on a lot of interview committees. Every school district does it kind of differently, right? I mean, everyone does it differently.
Really?
I mean, it just seems like everywhere I go, there's just like those little little twitches here and there. Like usually I always debriefed right after a candidate. We kind of like debrief.
Yeah.
About the next person.
Right.
At this one today, we didn't do that. We just slammed all of them through, and then we took like an hour and a half to debrief afterwards.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting.
That's hard to remember. I'd get them all mixed up.
Well, I mean, we got the notes. You've got the notes where you take notes and stuff. You don't take notes when the people are interviewing?
No, I do, but still, there's impressions that you feel like during the interview itself that may, was that the person I had the impression about that was like this? I guess if you take detailed notes.
Well, you know me, I'm not taking detailed notes at all. I'm doing like little bullet points. It's interesting. It's just interesting to go through. But I do appreciate the people. Like it's just interesting when you're with a bunch of people and a bunch of smart people. You're with a bunch of other teachers on special assignment and administrators and high up administrators in this room. And I just thought it was interesting just to hear their perspectives. We're all watching the same thing. And then we kind of convened, and there wasn't that much discrepancy between, what had happened or whatever. There was five people, and just interesting. It was exactly if I would have ranked people 1 through 5, that's exactly how I ranked them. And after we averaged everybody out, that's exactly how it came out. So it's interesting.
Yeah. But,
I'm going to have to do more on Monday. So we're going to have to do the second round on Monday. I'm part of that too. So I don't know. I like to think that I'm a pretty good judge of people when I interview. Like, I like to think that I can kind of read through the baloney. I think there are some people that really come across as like, we're going to throw in some buzzwords, and we're well rehearsed for that. And I sometimes think that doesn't come across as really genuine to me. I'm kind of like, okay, I'll give you a second pass because you did a good job on this first one, but I'm not really sure I'm seeing it yet. So I think that we did that on one. The one person that I ever like had a disagreement with was when I was a teacher up in Alaska, and they wanted an administrator, and to Alaskan people, and to the one Alaskan person who will listen to this podcast, this is not meant to be a slight, but since there's only seven
people. Is that Marnie?
Since there's only seven people that live there anyway. But they really wanted a person that knew the Alaskan way. Mm. And so they disagreed with me. There was a knock. We couldn't interview them. We only had to look at resumes and check stuff. And this is before we could even probably, I probably Googled a little bit then, but you weren't even really Googling people at that point because they probably didn't have much of a digital footprint, and probably like 2003 or something. And I just didn't think that the person that they picked was very good. And I was the only dissenter. I said, I think it's this person from Kansas. Like, well, they just won't know the Alaskan way and blah, blah, blah. Turns out the person that ended up getting the job was one of the hands down worst administrators, vindictive people I have ever met. Wow. I have no problem saying her name. Her name is Diane Hoffbauer. If you ever look it up, and she's an administrator up in Alaska. She is a horrible,
I'm Googling terrible, her now.
Right. I mean, you can look it up. I have no problem saying she is a horrible, terrible person who I was going to leave the school, and she like begged me to stay and then proceeded to make my life miserable for that whole year and just did whatever she could to just crush me for no other reason than I respectfully disagreed with one of the things that she had done for, you know, for discipline to a kid who had done something really awful. And I disagreed with her, and all the kids were like, hey, we suspended them. Cause I was the second in command. I was the teacher in charge, as they call it. Right. And I was supposed to, you know, and then, yeah, so she's a horrible, horrible person. And then it turns out that the person from Kansas turned out to be Marnie, my wife's principal. Great person. Just, she loved her.
Right.
I loved her. And so, right. So I feel like I'm a good judge of people. But yeah, there, you know how we say we'll never call out people by name, Scott? I will call out that administrator by name. Horrible, horrible person. She'll never hear it. Diane Hofbauer, you almost drove me out of teaching.
You can I just add an allegedly?
Yeah. You crushed iPad Sammy. You would have crushed iPad Sammy. He would have never been born. He would have been, I don't know what I would have done. What would I have done if I left teaching? I think I was going to be like a legal assistant or something.
You know, sometimes, John, those people that challenge you or that are just like that, they push you forward because you just say, I want to prove them wrong.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I mean, she's wrong.
I want to rise above what they're treating me like, I guess. This is maybe a better way to say it.
Yeah. I don't know. It just brings back so many horrible memories for me. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but interviews, I was always kind of skeptical of her. And I sometimes think we don't try and hire the best person. We try too much to be like, we need to fit with the people that are here, and they won't be a good fit. I'm like, the best person should always be the good fit.
Right.
They'll fit in if they're a great hire. And I don't think it should matter for some of the things that people thought mattered. I don't think it really mattered. I had just been teaching in Alaska for 1 year. I knew the Alaskan way after being there for 1 year. It's not that tough. It's like any other way except colder. And yeah. you have to dodge some moose now and then and get used to complete darkness in the winter.
Other than so, that, John, what are your who are your three Twitter followers for this show?
I'm sorry, I had a malfunction. My three Twitter people to follow. Number one, I would follow Tossfair. That's TASFAIR.
I wouldn't follow that. They don't ever tweet.
I don't know. Well, poor Allison Anderson, Ted Rosisi, she's in Chicago right now.
Is she?
Yeah, she went up to Chicago just to visit her mom. That's what kind of a person she is. We miss you, Ted Rosisi. We know you probably don't listen to Grumpy Old Teacher's Night. Maybe she does. Maybe Ted Rosisi does. She surprised you every now and then, you know? I think if she listened to a Techlandia, Scott, what would happen is she'd be like, I've got to get on Grumpy Old Teachers, but you've got to rename it Grumpy Semi-Old Teachers or something like that, because she's not that old.
Hey, John.
Yes, this just
this in. This just in. Tim Bedley is periscoping his workout.
You know what? If Tim Bedley periscoped his workout, I think that has tons of educational value for people.
Hey, John, this just in. Tim Bedley is periscoping his kale shake smoothie recipe. Get on that fast, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to put the picture that we took of Tim shaking my hand at Q.
Oh, God, that was great. He just crushed you.
Oh, my God, I was cringing.
I ran. Did you see me running?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're like running to get the picture. You're like, oh my gosh, John's down on one. He's down. It was like down goes Frasier. Except
wait, John. Seriously though, stop for a second.
This just in?
No, this is even better than that. Someone's periscoping a squirrel running around in their yard. This is awesome. Look at that squirrel go.
Oh, squirrel cam. I can see it right there. All right, let's see. All right, let's go on and see the. It's in Spelthorne, England.
And here's some people. That tasty, it might be a fine stew.
Yeah, I better watch out. I want to eat that. I am in Indiana, and squirrel is delicacy around here. 40 people watching this. This is the magic of Periscope, and it seriously is here. And it seriously is just a squirrel running around. There it is.
I'm just a squirrel in the world.
Look, an eagle. Do you love videoing pointless things? Can you meep at the squirrel? Nice pot, some guy says, because he's on the pot. Tree rat, somebody says. And then there's the inappropriate comment, so I will stop. There you go. That's how long it takes on Periscope. It only takes a few seconds. There Boom. It is. Boom. Okay, let's finish off with the Q conference and the magic of the podcast that we did from down there. We could recap that, but that podcast is lost and floating in space. It's just in our minds when we sat down.
And we broadcast only on Meerkat. If you didn't watch it, it is gone.
Who is the gentleman that was on the cue board that was like dancing in front of me while I was meerkatting?
Oh God, that was awesome.
It was, but I still have that one.
You do?
Oh, I saved that one. Cause you were like, that was awesome. Cause he was like doing dipty swirls in front of me and stuff. And
that was amazing, John. Are you kidding? That couldn't have been any better.
That's Meerkat right there. I'm telling you, people, if you want to live stream from your classroom, go to Meerkat. Meerkat'll give you less problems, I think.
Q conference was good. I think it was great to hang out with you, and it was I think there was some good stuff going on, and Jenny's keynote I still think of as like probably one of the better keynotes I've ever heard. So you really enjoyed it, right, John?
I did, because Jenny is a Chicago person like I am. And so I can speak Jenny.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about Jenny McCarthy, another Chicagoan who went to high school the same time Allison did at her same high school, Mother McCauley. But we're talking about Jenny Magera. Magera? Magera? Jenny, Magera. I'm sorry about your name, Magera. And I remember I was watching it in the overflow room. So I was watching it from a live, because I was actually blogging at that point. That was probably my last blog. I was typing up my notes, and lo and behold, I see everybody get up there to, you know, Bruno Mars starts playing.
And
who are the people that get up on stage to like do the little thing with her, the little dance?
Oh man, there were so many edgy famous people on stage, John.
I was like, oh my goodness, it's like all my homies right there. And I was just sitting there in the overflow room like, of course, it's the big hams of ed tech. There they are, leading the way, Scott Bedley.
No, okay. I was behind like the podium.
You were.
Diane Main was up there. And
Diane Main, ham number one.
JRGO, which was one of the best April Fool's jokes I've had experienced on the Twitters.
That was funny. And I jumped in on that one, and I'm not a Californian.
No, it was open to whoever wanted to.
I noticed that one right away. I don't know. I might have been the only non-Californian in that joke.
It was great.
I felt hurt. I felt hurt. He didn't include me on his picture.
Well, and you know what's funny is he included Amy Fade G. And she didn't even change her pick.
I know, but he did. I was very saddened.
You got to give her a hard time on the next Techlandia.
I always give her a hard time anyway. So I saw that from JR. Now, if I was a young teacher and JR wronged me like that and didn't put me in the picture after I participated with everyone, I'd probably block him.
Did you block him, John?
No, I didn't block him. I just wrote a comment to him and said, hey, what about me? And he said, oh, whatever.
JR blocked all of us for changing our pictures to him, too, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Right, because that's not a funny joke. Because you know what? Don't use social media to joke around, everybody. We have to be serious all the time. You know what I want people to do? This is what I want people to do. I want people just to tweet educational links 24 hours a day and nothing else personal about themselves. Like, I want them
to... Is fortune cookie tweets okay, John?
Right, that's what I want. Fortune cookie tweets. I want links to things to improve my pedagogy. I want links to everything. Don't ever show your personality on Twitter. Don't ever tweet something that you would like, you know, because that makes to a well-rounded person. I think we need to be hyper-focused and serious all the time. And if somebody does that and they actually tweet about something that's interesting, like I tweeted something that was really – I just thought it was interesting yesterday, like the origins of all the three-letter initials for the airports. And it was this cool little thing site that I tweeted that. You know what? You better block me if you don't like that. You better block me now.
Because, John, I'm blocking you right now.
Yeah. It's funny, while we're sitting here, I muted Tossfair.
Hey, how dare you?
But I muted Tossfair, and you know what? It's no difference in my feed because you don't tweet from it.
let's not talk about this, John.
You know what? I think that we've been talking about that a little bit on Voxer, and we've just been saying, we can't be serious all the time. You cannot be serious all the time. And if you're just tweeting out educational links, I think that you're missing the point. We want to see a little bit of the personality. And really, if you block me because I joke with you, that's showing your personality. And your personality is, I don't really want to know you, and I think you're phony.
Yeah.
That's me.
And you know what? Our job is so hard. Like, it really is. It's a really challenging job to do. And to not be able to just have a little bit of fun and humor. God, how do you get by? Whew.
How do you do it?
Or if it's really a false sense of humor, and then you get super sensitive over things like this. We're back to it, John.
Well, I mean, you've got to be able to take some punches. I mean, I think about how, yeah, right. I mean, think about how many times you've been down when you're teaching. There have been many times in 20 years. I mean, I know that I didn't work in, I mean, I worked in educational field last year, but I mean, I didn't work as a teacher last year. How many times did you actually just really think about quitting and trying something different? I think when you first start out, I thought about it a lot. I'm like, is this really for me?
Yeah.
Should I persevere? I don't know. Some of these administrators are very short-sighted. They seem like they would sell me out at the drop of a hat so they could get some job at the district office. I think there's a lot of people like that. Right. I just have bad experience with administrators. But I know there are good ones out there. I know that Fodeji would be a great person to work for. And I know that Kurt Reeves would be a great person to work for. And Tim Lauer. I know tons of people.
Right.
But, I just haven't had the experience like that. I know a lot of great I sat next to some great administrators today in our interviews. They all seemed really – in fact, I offered afterwards. I didn't know one of them, and I just said, hey, would you like me to come in and kind of, you know, give you the tour, and maybe we'll set you up with an Instagram and a Facebook? And he's like, yeah, I would like to do that. I said, done. I'm like, I will email you, and I will come over and create a Facebook page for you, and you create an Instagram account. We'll set up an if this, then that. We'll get you going. I think we need to get the administrators going a little bit. That was one of the things I got from them talking at this thing was the administrators don't have you think teachers don't have a lot of time. Administrators don't have a lot less time.
And nobody in education has very much time.
They don't have time. And so, I mean, I think that I'm just going to go over there and start personally getting the changes I want at the administrative level. And if I can earn their trust that way, then maybe they'll have me in for a professional development day. Maybe they'll let me come in and meet. And I was glad to know that out of the few administrators that I do know in my school district that I do have kind of a relationship with, because I have 50 schools, that three of them were on the interview committee out of like the five. And I'm like, okay, so I'm finding the people that are proactive and want to make a difference. So I know they're out there. I know they're out there. But yeah, it's just interesting. It's an interesting thing. And I think that if you're going to get knocked down in education, you got to get back up. And I don't know. I think when it's all worth it, I mean, if they kick me out of this job, I mean, I know.
Wait,
I
wait, John, did you just tub? Did you just tub thump on me?
I did. You get knocked down, you get back up again. I know. I was trying to do like, I started from the bottom. Now I'm here. but I'm trying to Drake it a little bit, but I ended up Chumbawamba-ing it. So, I don't know. I just think that I mean, if I got completely knocked down and they said, John, next year your job is cut, we're going to put you into the classroom, you know who would go into the classroom and be happy about it? I would. I'd be happy. Yeah. It's great to have the freedom that I do as a teacher on special assignment, but really, when it comes down to it, I like kids. I like goofing around with them. I like teaching them new things. I like trying to make them self-motivate. You know, there's so many rewarding things that come from it. I don't do it for the administrator. I do it for the students and the parents, and hopefully, you know, and sometimes not even the parents. If they don't come along, at least I'm reaching their kid, you know. Sometimes there's those parents, they're just not going to be happy no matter what you do. So anyway, that's my little rant. I'm ranting a lot. Am I ranting too much tonight?
No, you're ranting perfectly. This is Grumpy Old Teachers.
That's all.
Oh, wait, no, today is Happy Young Teachers.
That's right. We should do that for next time. We should come in and we should say hello. What would be our acronym for Happy Young Teachers? Hot Teachers?
Happy Old Teachers? We do not fit that category.
We could do Happy Old Teachers, be Hot Teachers. Well, you know what? Then we'd have to have Kurt Reese as a special guest.
Yeah.
And that'd be Hoppy. Hoplandia.
And then Kurt wouldn't be too disappointed with Hoplandia.
Kurt probably would like Kurt and Bill Selleck would like to do a Hoplandia, I think.
They would. I think they already have Hoplandia.
I think they do too. Well, when I saw Kurt doing his Periscope and he was like Periscope, it was funny because we were talking about the same time when Jake, Duncan and I were doing Devlandia, and I'm like, oh, Kurt Reese is pouring a beer. That was his Periscope. I'm like, there you go. All right, this just in, Periscope is opening up. Oh, there's one called CeeLo. Let's go to that live. Oh, it is CeeLo. Now, see, that to me is worth it right there. It's CeeLo in concert.
That's crazy.
Wow, I thought he was dead is one of the comments.
Freebie.
And no, it just ended. There was four seconds of Periscope. But there, see, I mean, there's some stuff. How about this one? This one sounds like something I don't want to go on. The BART ride home to San Francisco. But let's tune into it anyway and see what happens. See, you can get lost. Like, I could be at nighttime and just watch. It looks like it's someone's tattoo. Now it's someone's cast on their leg. And then there's about the worst inappropriate comment you could have right there. Periscope EDU, coming soon if you want a teacher. And then it was funny because I saw somebody talking about it a little bit. And then I'm like, but what about when people make inappropriate comments that you can't control? And he was kind of ignoring me. And so then I just typed in an inappropriate comment and it totally flustered him. He's like, whoa, wait, what did I miss? Because I just typed the word.
Right.
And then I guess we could teach stuff about digital citizenship. And I'm like, you don't want to teach digital citizenship that way. No, I don't want to, like, it's like saying I'm going to, you know, teach them how to swim, but I'm not just going to kick the dog off the pier like my grandpa used to do to my dog. I'm going to take the dog and throw it off from a helicopter, you know?
Right. Into the ocean.
Right. Into the middle of the ocean. So.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just seems like we're forcing it. I don't know. Do you think that some people just jump on, like, are people now just jumping on trends because they want to make a name for themselves? I hope this isn't the case where they just want to make a name for themselves and they're like, I'm going to be the Periscope person.
I think people want to be the first to discover, you know, the next way to show cats on cameras.
Yeah, right.
No, I think people want to progress, and they're explorers, and they want to try something and find a way to integrate it and push education forward with technology. But you know, some things are just not meant for education.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you know what? And thank goodness they have that attitude, right? I mean, that's a great attitude to have. That's one that we should foster a little bit more and be like, right, it's there.
Or the education you're going to get on there.
Yeah, right. You could get education, right. Oh, I could get an education on how to be inappropriate and troll people right away.
Right.
Lots of trolls. Yeah, but it is, like we said, for us, I don't mind like seeing that, like the guy at the I tuned in the guy at the bus stop. He was just spouting 4-letter words all over the place, and then he would like, they'd text him and he'd fire back, and I would be like, oh wow, I'm like, you know, nighttime in Germany. But I just think it's funny, right? You can sit there, and sometimes when it was like we were watching it in my office and Austin Kleon was on, and I was showing it to one of my coworkers, I'm like, here, watch this, and I typed a little thing and asked him something, and he answered it. And I'm like, see, that's cool that I can just sit there and jump on in Beaverton and then ask Austin Kleon a live
thing.
It's just, there's just got to be, there's just no way to filter.
No.
Anyway.
But the access in those situations is cool. And I could see you using it for like professional development in some way, or maybe to share what your PLN's doing, or, but I just don't think the classroom is this, just because who knows who's going to hop in there. It's just,
I think it's interesting. That's why we were doing the Meerkat from Q. I mean, the other Meerkat we did, and we kind of digressed from the Q stuff, but I did a Ruben Hoffman and Dan McDowell session.
Right.
And I live streamed and people were watching it, so people could actually watch at the Q conference. I just asked their permission first. I said, hey, do you mind if I, I didn't do that for yours that I went to.
Did you Meerkat it?
I didn't Meerkat that one. I didn't. Huh? I should have. There wouldn't have been a lot to Meerkat. What we would have been Meerkatting in your session was the crowd and the task that you gave them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that would have been the more interesting part of the Meerkat, but I was trying to finish the task too.
Or some of the slide sabotage. That would have been awesome.
The slide sabotage is a good idea, and I still think that was an awesome thing. I see, this is what I knew. I knew if I didn't finish what I wanted to do with the data from that, from the Google Forms from that session, that it would, like, I'd be overwhelmed, and here I am now a week later, but I still have the data there if, I don't know, if my family will allow me a little bit of freedom, I could get some stuff done.
And you know who came up with the slide sabotage idea?
Father Tim.
That's how legit the dude is.
He's legit. That's fun. I made a Father Tim slide on the slide sabotage.
Right after, like, Marsha Brady.
That's right. I think I moved it right to the top. I wanted to make sure Tim saw it.
Wow. Oh god, it was exciting to see that as the presenter, to see like, hey, what's gonna happen in our presentation.
I liked watching you guys too, actually trying to fumble around and get to your slides afterwards.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like maybe next time you just start up kind of a thing and say, yeah you can sabotage this and put a couple dummy slides in, but really that's not your presentation, it's this other presentation,
right?
And you have your other one all legit there.
We had one on the side. We had our real one on the side, and the one people were sabotaging was a copy.
Okay.
And then we had a separate computer open. We're like looking at the copy with all the sabotage just to make sure nothing, inappropriate came up. So.
Right. And teachers aren't going to be inappropriate like that usually.
No,
for the most part.
Definitely not.
No.
They were hilarious, actually.
It was fun. Yeah, they were just really. There were some people that I watched, I'm like, boy, I should have been way more creative than I was when I was sabotaging.
Yours was pretty awesome.
Reminds me of my favorite song, Sabotage.
Listen, yeah.
I can't stand it. I know you planned it. That's what I love. I love Ad Rock on the MTV Award. Do you ever see the MTV? That's one of my favorite VHS tape moments right there, back in like 1993 or 94 when they had when the MTV Music Awards were actually cool, and MTV played music, grouchy old teachers. So
what's MTV, John?
Yeah, what is it? MTV was
that's still on the air?
Play music. Yes, it is on the air, unfortunately.
Oh, that's the channel that shows the, like.
Yeah, 16 and pregnant.
Yeah, That's right.
And
that's
road that rule. I don't understand how the road rules and real world challenges are still exist, because I don't even know that those shows exist anymore, like the road rules and the real world. But these people really have inflated. Talk about inflated egos of themselves. Talk about edgy famous. These people are.
No, Real MTV World Barstow. Famous. Real World Barstow is coming on there next.
Real World Tustin. But I still think one of the great MTV moments was they had Green Day on, and Green Day did, and Billy Joe, it was before Green Day was really Green Day, and you didn't really know what to, you know, and Billy Joe was sitting there spitting, and I think they didn't even do like one of their normal songs. I think they did like Armitage Shanks or something, which is a great song. Right. And then the stage rotates in, and they're like, and now the Beastie Boys, and they're all dressed up in their suits, and they just start the bass line for Sabotage, and Ad Rock's like, oh, y'all. He's like, all right, y'all. And Ad Rock, of course, is spitting too. He's like, I can't stand it. I know you planned it. I'm like, see, that's what makes Ad Rock cool. I saw him on Jimmy Fallon, and this is how I know I love Jimmy Fallon now. And yeah. I take when people used to say that Techlandia was like the Jimmy Fallon of podcasts was when he had Ad Rock on the other day, because he's in like a new movie, which I want to see, actually. It looked really good. But Jimmy Fallon goes, he was talking to Ad Rock, and he's like, well, yeah, because I still kind of want to be you. Like, it's cool. Ad Rock kind of looks at him and kind of goes, and I was like, yeah, well, and then we all know that, that there's no joke that my actual email address from like 1996 is adrock1980@yahoo.com, which I still keep as a spam account.
Yeah, John, you just got a lot more spam right there.
I mean, Ad-Rock 1970, that's Marnie's. So, yeah, anyway, I own both of them. My sister was always like, wait, why did you take Ad-Rock 1980? I said, because I had Ad-Rock 1970 when I was born, and I forgot the password, but then I remembered it. So I took both of them. I'm like, and I can remember your birthday year. So, yeah, Ad-Rock, a great, great guy. I love him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to go see that movie. It's called like While We're Young or something. And it's where Ben Stiller tries, like, befriends a 25-year-old person and then tries to be like, yeah, these 25-year-olds are so cool. And then Ad Rock's actually sitting there going like, you know, you kind of look like a doofus. You know, trying to, it's like, he probably has his hat turned like we do. Here, let's turn it. So anyway.
Yo.
So anyway, are we grumped out?
We're grumped out, man.
I think we have two shows from this.
I think we might have three shows from this.
So here's what we need to do. So I need to like close it, and then I need to like loop the opening so that I don't just like push it together then. You know what I'm saying? So here, we'll do this real quick. Okay. Oh, by the way, would you like to have a word from our – we need to put the sponsor message.
Oh, my gosh. How could we do this?
I know. It's your week, so go ahead. Yeah. You got to do the sponsor this week.
Let's start with the Flowbee.
We were actually talking about the Flowbee at my interviews today.
The good people at Flowbee really have stepped it up one more notch, John. They have come out with a version that can be hooked up to your car vacuum, which is fantastic. So on the road or in the home, it's Flowbee for the best haircut in town. Welcome to Flowbee, the next generation. How was that?
That was great. That was great.
And we gotta get Chia Pet in here too.
Chia Pet. Okay, all right. Chia Pet.
Here we go. Chia.
That's funny because when we were talking in the interviews with the administrators, we talked about Flowbee, and the administrator went right to talking about the Chia Pet, and I was like, "Are you a listener to Grumpy Old Teachers? Those are our sponsors."
Is Grumpy Old Teachers kind of like people's? You know, they don't want to like really talk, admit that they listen, but they listen to it.
Yeah, no, I think that people don't want to talk about listening to it, and I think they actually don't listen to it.
So, I agree.
So anyway, so Chia,
it's not their guilty pleasure. It's just they're not their pleasure at all.
That's right. Well, Father Tim Chia Pet was such a big hit at the Q conference. That Chia Pet is now Father Tim. CFPED has now stepped it up, and they are now looking ahead to the future, and the ISTE Philadelphia 2015 Chia Pets are about to be assembled. Based off of her strong Kino, we have the Jenny Magera Chia Pet, which is now coming out in a limited ISTE edition. They will be hand-numbered to 500. We also have the closing keynote from the Q conference, Adam Bello, already in a limited edition Q one, but now will also have his ISTE one, where there will be slides all around it too, so you can even chia up your slides. And our final limited
chia edition slides, chia, I love it.
Chia slides, and then our final Chia Pet is a new edition, but I think probably the most sensible, if you know her. And that is the Diane Main Chia Pet. She just lends herself, her hairstyle lends herself naturally to the Chia Pet. And I think that she is a welcome addition. The Diane Main Chia Pet ISTE 2015 version will only be in a limited number of 100. So get yours soon. The Kickstarter will be up there very shortly. And if you pay for a little extra, you can get the first number one edition, which then you can sell on eBay for a lot more than you bought it for.
That Chia is Pet. Awesome.
Chia Pets, not to be confused with chia seeds, which are very healthy.
You know, John, I was at Trader Joe's and I saw a big bag of chia seeds, and the first thing that came to my mind.
Father Tim, did you get some kale then too? Kale and chia.
I got seeds. Kale chips. I bought fresh kale. I bought some Greek yogurt because it's non-fat and
full of protein. Know,
listen,
I've been eating the Greek yogurt a little bit. I like the which. What's your preferred brand of Greek yogurt? The Chobani. That's what I get. Chobani.
Chobani. What's the one that Bobby Flay promotes?
I don't know. I don't know. Bobby Flay, nah. The New Orleans Greek yogurt.
It comes with fried stuff. It's deep fried Greek yogurt. So.
Bobby Flay is the master, I have to say. He's a good guy. Well, come to think of it, we went to a Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives place the other day when we actually got some time out. Marnie and I got some time out, and we went to a place that was all vegetarian, pretty much. It was mostly known for that, and I got a vegetarian dish. You would have been very proud of me. It was a very California dish. It was like I forget what it was called. I think it was called like it was called like the baby beluga, but it was because the lentils looked like beluga caviar or something. So that was like the whole theme. So it was just like all it was kale, lentils. I think some carrots, spinach, all sorts of some rice thrown in there. Let me tell you. Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was called the Tin Shed.
Tin Shed.
So I recommend that one the next time you're in Portland. Tin Shed was a good place to go. And you can bring your dogs there. Very Portland. And you can order dog food and give them a dish. There were dogs all over the place at this, and I thought this is a Portlandia skit right there, and it probably has been.
Oh, Portlandia!
Portlandia. What are your plans for the future right now? Let's end it off strong. What are your plans? Have any big plans for these last few days of your spring break?
John, I will be at SeaWorld, so check me out at SeaWorld. I'll be presenting there. I'm doing two sessions at SeaWorld, and one's going to be on otters, sea otters, and how they can influence your classroom, and the other will be on.
This sounds like a South by Southwest thing. Sea otters, marine life, and your classroom.
That's
and
it.
And Periscope.
Sea otters and Periscope. Your guide to a better classroom.
Sea otters are alive. Sea otters are dead. Long live the sea otter.
Yes. And then we're also I'll be doing another session with some dolphins where it'll be like how to splash the crowd with learning.
Sonnet, Sonic Learning with Dolphins.
And then we'll be doing a little like interactive deal with some Emperor Penguins.
Oh, that's great. Well, I do want to give a little shout out to I will actually be at a conference, like a real conference, the Mobile Learning Conference. The Mobile Learning Conference, if you're around Tucson, Arizona, is thrown together by one of my favorite PD people, the Arizona, I'm being totally serious right now, the Arizona K-12 Center. They're really good. They try very hard to put on great professional development, and I, unlike a lot of other places, they just really try to not make money, but keep the cost low for teachers. I'll have to read the email, and I have to get my sessions together. I'm like way late on that, of course, but, the Mobile Learning Conference is a great conference if you, are interested. And I think it used to be pretty much focused on iPads and things like that, and iPod touches, because it was back in the day, like 5 years ago. This might be the fifth one. But I'm gonna do some Chromebook stuff there too. So
cool. If we're being serious, I am speaking down at a conference in May.
Yeah, no, I was being totally serious. So why don't you talk about it real quick, and I'll edit out that last part that you just said about SeaWorld.
No,
I'll leave that in because it's funny. I'm actually going to edit out one of the parts from earlier in the conversation. We'll edit out that part though. I will actually edit the show a little bit.
Wow, nice.
I know. Well, I don't want to embarrass my daughter.
Yes, that's true. I'm speaking it down at it's called Teacher of the Year Summit, and Alex Cagetani is putting that on, and it's about he's a fantastic guy, really brilliant dude, and he's trying to put something on that encourages people to take the lead. As teachers, we're not always built around sharing and I don't mean sharing with other teachers, I mean sharing out there with the public all the things that we're doing that are great in our classrooms. And so it's kind of built around that, like, how do we do that, how do we share? And he's bringing in some really, really fantastic people. You can check that out at Teacher of the Year Summit if you just Google that.
Teacher of the Year Summit, a summit that I will never be invited to.
Yeah, no, you are invited, John.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be invited because you're going to Periscope or Meerkat it, right?
I'm going to Periscope from wherever I speak
Meerkat it,
yeah.
Here, I just want to say, look, my poor little dot. Look, here we go, ready? Look at this. My poor little daughter, can you see her?
She's crashed out.
But look, did you see? She has her iPad above her head. If that is an iPad Sammy's kid, I don't know who is.
That is.
She is such a little sweet girl. Well, that sounds like a cool conference. So Teacher of the Year Summit. Will Janine Letford be there?
Actually, she will be. She is. She's also speaking at that. And probably one of my most favorite people in education by far is Janine Letford, and she's awesome.
Janine Letford. Now I'm just going to look at her from now on and just think, what did she do, Man in the Mirror?
Man in the Mirror.
Yeah, I'll just.
She blew Man in the Mirror out of the water. Yeah. She did it better than Michael Jackson did it.
No. Let's not go crazy.
No, I'm serious.
Let's not blaspheme here on this show. We don't blaspheme the MJs, Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson. Please don't take their names in vain, especially around the holiday season.
Hey, did you know who else is a real big Michael Jordan fan?
Father Tim.
Yeah, his first son's named Jordan Michael.
Are you serious?
I promise.
That's very cool. He was thinking it, but he didn't have the guts like I did just to go Michael Jordan Samuelson. Michael Jordan Bedley.
No, he did that intentionally, though.
You know what? I have one of those shirts that says, I am the Michael Jordan of, and then it has like the little box where you can write in what you're the Michael Jordan of. I've never written in anything, and I've had that shirt for like several years. I still can't think of anything that I'm the Michael Jordan of. And so
Five Guys?
Lesson. Yeah, Fat Guys.
Five guys, not Fat Guys.
No, I think I am. I think I'm the Michael Jordan of grumpy fat guys.
No, I said Five Guys, though. Oh, God. What time? It's 12:45, by the way.
You ruined. I was on a roll right there. I was gonna wrap the whole thing up right there, and you just blew it. Because I was gonna say, I don't know what I'm the Michael Jordan.
I'm going for three shows right now, John. Are you kidding?
Yeah, and I was gonna say, and that's a lesson for you young teachers out there. Don't ever think you're the Michael Jordan of anything. And don't take everything so seriously. It's just a joke.
Amen. Oh,
goodness. Amen. My brother. So, yeah, no, that might be what I put on that shirt now. I'm the Michael Jordan of grumpy fat guys. I found my calling.
Oh, John, geez. That's not true at all, though.
Well, maybe Five Guys has, if you haven't been to Five Guys, which I was yesterday because I like to eat my sorrows away. I was there. It is yesterday now. Five Guys has shakes now. They were pretty good. And they'll put bacon in your shakes if you want.
What?
That's crazy. I know.
That is cray cray.
That is cray cray. It's a recipe for disaster, too.
Thank you, Diane Main, for cray cray.
Yeah. Thanks for cray cray and Amy Fodays G. Because that's what I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see Amy Fodays G. on the next Techlandia. I don't even know who we have on Monday. So anyway, I want to thank the one viewer that's out there. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Mr. Technology, what are you doing? Mr. Technology. By the way, we do want to give our best wishes to Mr. Technology.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what happened. I just saw hospital pictures and hospital voxing, and he started typing like words that didn't make sense, probably. Because he was under the influence of painkillers, but I hope Mr. McNology's okay. It seems like he's okay. I've seen him back on Facebook. Once Mr. McNology is not on Facebook, you know something's wrong.
He was facing something not so fun.
Yeah, you need to shoot up the flares for Mr. McNology. Go to Bend and just start shooting up the flares, being like, "Where are you? Are you lost in the wilderness of Oregon?"
Yeah, feel so, better, Jeremy. Keep feeling better. Jeremy.
Feel better, and I think maybe it's like the stress from Digital Learning Day. He gets built up so much, and then just that big crash.
Yeah. It was not good, though.
Not good. Well, Scott, thank you for grumping. Now we don't have to grump for like a month since we have five. That's okay.
Are we on to five yet? Let's keep going. Let's go for 10.
We're actually at the Dirty Dozen. This will be the Dirty Dozen. This will be the 13th and the 14th, most likely.
John, let's keep – let's pull the Kramer in the gap and like the car that they're like – the test drive. They're just going to go and they're going to keep going until they run out of gas.
I know. Well, my computer was on 100. Now it's on 34. So we could keep going. Right. That is a great episode. But
I just plugged in because I knew we were going to go a long time today.
Spatula. So anyway, yeah, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it. We need to do this more regularly.
Yeah.
And we'll see what we can do. We'll see.
Thanks for letting me be part of the Techlandia family.
For you are a huge part of the Techlandia family. I don't know who's in the family, but we're gonna throw this out there right now. When we talk on Voxer, Scott throws out that I am the Johnny Carson and he is the Ed McMahon.
Yes. Yes. Oh, great one.
And I don't know if I like that analogy because then that makes
me yes
way too much. You are correct, sir.
You are correct. Yes.
See, that's a good reference right there because only old people would understand that reference. They'd be like, yes, Jay Leno?
You are correct, sir. Only old people.
Oh, speaking of old people, let's have one more shout out. Father Tim just got in line for breakfast.
He did, with his skinny jeans.
Yep. You know what? I really like the capri pants he was wearing at the Q conference. He's the only person I know that can pull that off.
I'm still bummed we didn't get a chance to meerkat our workout with him.
That would have been great. Oh my gosh! I actually bought some workout clothes.
Did you?
I had enough.
You brought, John. You had those yoga pants going on the whole time, and
I don't know what I was thinking. I did meditate, and you know that's a great Palm Springs is a great place to meditate. I just kind of sat out in the morning. Reuben Hoffman and I. Well, you know,
Our age, dude, he's legit. Love that guy.
Yes, if you don't follow Ruben Hoffman on the Twitters, or just follow him and then like say something to him because he's that smart, and you'll get smarter just by talking to him.
Yeah,
that's what we decided. And a tremendously nice guy. And I want to thank them for letting me hole up with them. Dan McDowell and Ruben Hoffman, thank you. That's a little here. That's a gong. That's a plug, though, that they let me stay there. But yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Even if it was, I felt like Elaine on the couch. How many Seinfeld references can we do? But that's how good Seinfeld is. I was sleeping like sideways, so I didn't get the bar on my back on their couch. But yeah.
Spatula.
There it is. All right. Well, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. And
always good, John.
We will catch you and everyone else and all you grumpers on the flip side.